When you call a subroutine in this manner, you probably think of the struct as being sent to the subroutine. In reality, the struct stays where it is and the subroutine just gets its address. The subroutine now has full access to the struct and can copy from fields and change values in fields. There is only one instance of this struct. If the subroutine changes a field, it is a permanent change to the structure. Some high-level languages use other methods of passing struct arguments. The style discussed here is the style used in ANSI C,